From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, June the 9th through Sunday, June the 11th. I'm Philip Grand. Anthony Fiducia reported in the Register Star that Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman has declared himself a candidate for Columbia County Sheriff. Volkman will run on the Democratic line, challenging Republican incumbent David Bartlett, who is seeking re-election in November. A four-year veteran of the Chatham Police Department, Volkman is best known countywide for the implementation of the Chatham Cares for You program as a response to the opioid epidemic. Volkman said, and I quote, "We need to go towards saving lives. This issue can't be solved with arrests. This is a public health crisis that we need to focus on. It's greatly affecting families and communities," end quote. If elected, Volkman said he would expand the program countywide. Bartlett is a critic of the program. Volkman also said another priority, if elected, would be a focus on regular training for law enforcement officers. He said, and I quote, "I believe in training. It's what makes you better," end quote. Before heading up the Chatham Department, Volkman, 53, served as the officer in charge of the Stockport Police Department for 5 years. He's retired from the Ossining Police Department in Westchester County. In other political news, Amanda Purcell reported in the Register Star that Hudson 4th Ward resident Steve Dunn has announced his candidacy for president of the City Common Council. Dunn joins fellow Democrat Thomas DiPietro in the race. Dunn, an attorney, moved to Hudson 3 years ago with his partner Dan, an artist, but has lived most of his life in California. If elected, Dunn said he will focus on replacing sidewalks, creating a more open and transparent city budget process, and income-based affordable housing, and rewriting the city's zoning law. He has served on the city zoning board for approximately 18 months and was also one of the chief architects of the Fair and Equal campaign, which ultimately led to the city redrawing its ward boundaries. Dunn also intends to make sure Hudson gets its fair share of sales tax revenue. Dunn said, and I quote, "Hudson is not getting its fair share of sales tax revenue. If Hudson keeps all its sales tax revenue, or 3/4 rather than half, that's hundreds of more money for Hudson, which would help fund some of the initiatives without raising taxes. Hudson has a very high tax rate of 3.5%, end quote. Editor's note, DiPietro is an active WGXC programmer. The Times Union reported the Schenectady-based grocery chain Price Chopper and Market 32 has issued a voluntary recall of Highliner Foods fish sticks. According to the company, the fish sticks may contain milk, but the package labels do not include milk as a possible ingredient. Customers who do not have a milk allergy face no health risk from eating the product. Customers who have an affected product may return it to the local Price Chopper, Market 32, for a full refund. Anyone with questions is urged to go online at www.pricechopper.com or call 1-800-666-7667. The Associated Press is reporting the New York legislature last week overturned a state law allowing 14-year-olds to legally wed. The action paves the way to the end of child marriage in the state. The Democratic-led Assembly passed a bill that would increase the age of marriage to 17, and the Republican-led Senate followed suit. New York is one of three states that allows children as young as 14 to marry with parental and judicial consent. The other two are Alaska and North Carolina. Health Department data shows that between the years 2000 and 2010, 3,853 minors were married in New York. 84% of those minors were girls married to adult men. The legislation now goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo for signature. Cuomo designated the proposal a top priority in February and praised the Senate and Assembly last week for passing legislation to end the, and I quote, "intolerable practice," end quote. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that local farmer Eric Suquette told the Chatham Town Board last week that someone has mailed a flyer to his neighbors accusing his farm of polluting the East Chatham water supply. Suquette strongly denied the charges. Suquette told the board during a public meeting on June the 1st, and I quote, "All of it is false," end quote. He and his wife, Martha, are the owners of Gray Light Farm, and they raise pigs and grow vegetables. He said, and I quote, "We are happy to talk to anybody about our practices," end quote. He added that he and his wife are sensitive to environmental issues and that fencing is going up on the farm to keep the pigs away from any shared water sources. In a statement about the flyer on the Gray Light Farm Facebook page, the Sequette said, and I quote, "The health of the land is as important to us as the health of our animals and our neighbors. We do not take any of these responsibilities lightly. We love our new home in East Chatham, Canaan, and have felt very welcome until now," end quote. The Sequettes have no idea who is making the anonymous accusations. The paper reported the letter suggests that problems with pig farms, including water pollution and health hazards to humans, exist at Gray Light Farms. The anonymous writer also insists that having the farm in East Chatham could lower property value. Richard Moody reported in the Daily Mail that the million-dollar cuts to education and key programs proposed by the Trump administration are worrying local school officials. The president's current budget proposal would slash federal support to education by $9.2 billion. But representatives in Washington, including U.S. Representative John Faso, say the plan will not pass as is. Faso said, and I quote, "Historically, the president proposes cuts to domestic spending, but what Trump proposes goes beyond what is wise. Most of what the president proposes to cut will not pass," end quote. He said the reduction in funding for Title I is unlikely to go through. Title I of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act provides financial assistance to districts and schools with high percentages of children from low-income families. The program is intended to help ensure that all children meet challenging state academic standards. Districts throughout Greene and Columbia counties greatly rely on Title I funding. Faso said, and I quote, "I like that Trump wants to balance the budget in 10 years. That is fiscally responsible, but he is focusing his cuts on only 17% of the budget, and that's really what the issue is," end quote. Finally, the Daily Freeman reported that state police in Catskill are asking for help in locating a New Baltimore woman who was last seen on Monday, June the 5th. Police say 66-year-old Marcia Echo was last seen walking in the parking lot of the Tops Market supermarket on State Route 32 in Greenville. Echo is described as a white female with short brown hair that is graying on the sides, approximately 5'4" with a medium build. She was last seen wearing blue jeans and a light blue sweatshirt. Anyone with information on Elk's whereabouts is asked to contact State Police Catskill at 518-622-8600. Today is day 6 of the WGXE Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 92 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:32 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. That's about a half minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 12th day of June, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.